a Sam in the blackout and mad people died. Yankees won the title and we ate Reggie bars. Burned down buildings, broken glass, that's the backyard. Yo, it was a trip. If your car broke down, then your car got stripped. In 10 minutes flat off to the chop shop. Nobody saw nothing if you came from the block. Grandmaster Flash and Grandmaster Caz. Loop and break beats, it was sleight of hand, yeah. At Mr. Magic on the box, we would pop and lock and up rock. Never, nope, not to settle a dispute. The ladies of the 80s know ill repute. This is way before when the worst thing to be was whack.
What happened to that?
Back in the back, in the back, in the back.
What happened to that?
Back in the back, in the back, in the back.
What happened to that?
Back in the back, in the back, in the back.
What happened to that?
Back in the days on the
what happened to that?
Back in the back, in the back, in the back.
What happened to that?
Back in the back, in the back, in the back.
What happened to that?
Back in the back, in the back, in the back.
What happened to that?
Back in the days on the
what happened to that?
I'm from the Bean, Boss Town, the hub, where if you didn't rock Adidas, you were seen as a scrub. We was always in the shadow of that apple from the south. In spite of that, it's where I learned what hip-hop was all about. The talent shows at the Lee School and Narcissus. For all the OGs, these memories stay with us like Twice Thou rolling in the RSO truck, licking shots at his rivals like he didn't give a... Don't even try it with your whack promo. And that's your ass if you rock the Bruins gold and black logo. At OG for Dudley Square on Rap City. These days I'm honored to say he raps with me. Naturally over the years we've been through our dilemmas, but we've all come so far since the days of Lecco Slemma. Rest in peace to Guru, the real sh** back. We gonna make sure they never have to ask
what happened to that?
Back in the back, in the back, in the
what happened to that?
Back in the back, in the back, in the
what happened to that?
Back in the back, in the back, in the
what happened to that?
Back in the days on the
what happened to that?
Back in the back, in the back, in the back, in the
what happened to that?
Back in the back, in the back, back,
what happened to that?
Back in the back, in the back, in the
what happened to that?
Back in the days on the
what happened to that?
But sometimes I still sit and reminisce. 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 But sometimes I still
91.5 WMFO Medford.
thoughts about the poor and the state. We find ourselves wondering now, is it too late? How did we get here?
Like the world around me just turned into 8-bit. It was beautiful. That was only one. It's a project from very, very talented local studio musician Joe Kowalski. He's worked with a whole bunch of different people. Really amazing. Trabants before that, Freak Out. They play the Milky Way tomorrow night. Catch them while you can because Eric's moving to Portland, Oregon, not Maine. So if you're going to want to see them, you're going to have to use some, you know, airplane miles or points or whatever. My good friend Detention before that, What Happened to That, featuring the amazing MC Acrobatic, The Violence of Zen, and Daylilies as well, Stockholm Syndrome, off their self-titled EP. So, moving right along tonight, it is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, nominated for Boston Music Awards. Please go to bostonmusicawards.com and vote for us as the best Boston radio show. I'm Jason Lane. I'm going to continue the music in a second. First, I want to let you know at about 10:20, we have the concert report. And then at 10:30, Gull Boy performs live right here in Studio D for a good amount of time. So enjoy that. And then I'll talk to them about their latest release and any shows they have after that. So anyway, moving right along, I like to pick something at random out of the secret drawer that Joel has for me of the brand new stuff. And I saw multiple copies of this record from Battery Bridge. And I turned it around and I saw She's a Planet on the back. It's one of the tracks, and it just reminded me of that Harry Carey bit. It's like, if you were a planet, which one would you be? She's a Planet. So every time I think of this band, Battery Bridge, I'm going to think of Harry Carey now, but I'm sure they don't sound anything like him. This is She's a Planet off of their self-titled EP, or full length, rather.
She's a planet.
Everybody in the car. Let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood.
Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
I'm moving inside her, lying in the dark, and I think that I'm beginning to know her. Let it go, I'll be there when you call, and whenever I fall at your feet, you let your tears
Feminine Aggression, your favorite new band, and that's The Void off Fag, F/AGG. And before that, we had Fall at Your Feet by Sugar Snow. So now here's what's going on in your neck of the woods show-wise.
What's up, you cool babies? It's time for the Jukebox Zero's local concert report presented by On the Town with Mikey D.
Yeah.
I'm Lils.
And I'm Patrick.
And we're in the same room for once.
Holy mackerel.
So here's what's happening in your neck of the woods. Pat?
All right. Well, let's start off with, as you do, Thursday, September 26th, over in Alston at Great Scott. We got a show by The Weeks with Spendtime Palace and The Verns. And then over at O'Brien's, you can check out Glider, Ritualists, Sarah and the Scalawags, and Lily Black. Over in Somerville at Once, we got Sir Baby Girl with Nysa and Prior Panic. Heading on over to Union Square at the Jungle, there's going to be an early show with Cycling. They will be joined by Venom and Mayhem. Later on, you can check out The Runouts, The Fightin' Fish, and Muck and the Myers. Oh, and Seawolf. This is fun doing this live, huh? And then, over at Thunder Road in Union Square, we got Red Sky Mary, Black Dagger, Cruel Miracle, and Victim of Circumstance. Then head on over to Inman Square at Lily Pad. There's going to be a show by Nihilist Band. Over in Central Square at the Lizard Lounge, we got Verdigris, Happy Little Clouds, Hyber, and Mike Moore. If you want to head on over to Middle East upstairs, there's going to be a show by Sober Rob, Charles Nimbus, Stock, and DJ Russ. And then at Sonia, there's going to be a show by Alien Ultrasound. And at Zuzu, we got Bandiz, Mad Murph, and Ryan Perkins. And that's all I found on Thursday. What do you got?
Okay, now it's September 27th, Friday evening. Over at Great Scott, we got an evening with Cosmo Sheldrake and Alto Palo. At O'Brien's, it's night one of White Dynamite's Double Trouble Weekender with Justine and the Unclean and Test Meat. Over at the Jungle in Somerville, Lockjaw Smile with David Wilson Jr. and Andrew Ware. At the Midway Cafe over in JP, Box of Records with The Grommets. At Club Bohemia, the Jeb Bush Orchestra with Sophie.
Yeah.
Over at the Lily Pad, a CD release party for Mean Ol' Fireman and the Cruel Engineers. I like that name.
I like that. Are those two separate bands or is that one band?
That's the Cruel Engineers, I think, are the backing band for Mean Ol' Fireman.
Oh, that's amazing. Check them out.
Over at the Lizard Lounge, also in Cambridge, Club Delph with Amy Bellamy and the A-Bs. At Toad, an evening with Red Tail Hawk. And at the Plowin' Stars, an evening with The Attractors. Over in Salem at Kodo, go check out Super Beef with Excommunicado and Grudge Roots. At Opus, I Was Awake with Riley Somack and the Frozen Ponies and 1476. Meanwhile, in Lowell, over at the War Than Attic, Music Industry Boston presents an R&B femme takeover with Ava Davenport, Ava Sophia, Marcella Cruz, and Miranda Ray. At the Warp and Weft, also in Lowell, Fiesta Melon performing with Pineapple Jam. And going all the way to Worcester at Ralph's Rock Diner, The Wild Allegations, Austin Bullock, Garden City, and Queen City Avenue.
Well, hey, how about that? Awesome. Well, now it's Saturday, September 28th. If you're in Boston, you can head on over to Boston City Hall all day. It's going to be the Boston Local Music Festival presented presented by Winter Hill Brewing Company. Actually, my wife is going to be there, too, selling flower crowns. But,
oh, nice.
Yeah, under green and gold design. And then over at Once in Somerville, there's going to be The Fame, Stand Atlantic, WSTR, and Hold Close. Swing on over to the Jungle, we got Resorta Rosa, Ski Bunny, OTP, and Miracle Blood. And then at Union Square at Thunder Road, it's going to be Smooth Monsoon. How else can you even say that? They're going to be joined by The One and Onlys and Solar Eclipse. And then back in Cambridge at Lizard Lounge, it's the Matt York album release show with The I Want You and Old Jack. Over at Club Bohemia, we got a packed night of punk rock with Moose Knuckle, The Despised, The War Lovers, The Earbleeds, and Prolapse. Sounds lovely. Middle East upstairs, we got The Lights Out, Red Red Rocket, and Grenaros. Middle East downstairs, it's The Crystal Method and Stega. Holy mackerel.
Dang.
Yeah, that'll be good. Midway Cafe and JP, there's a matinee show with Scuzzy Yeti, Above the Din, Blue Manic, and 25 Cent Habit. Head on over to Roslindale at the Square Root. There's going to be a show by Aja, the Turkish Queen, Devil Love, and Lower Falls. Up in Salem at Koto, it's Dark Night with DJ Static, DJ Harsh Angel, and Voodoo DJ.
I know those guys.
Yeah, I thought you'd do those guys. And then over at Gullah Gullah Cafe, also in Salem, it's Stenographer with the Naked Stills. Back to you.
Now it's Sunday, September 29th, and what's happening? Not a whole lot, but check these out anyway. Over at Great Scott, Psychedelic Porn Crumpets with Meat Bodies and Lucid Links.
Yummy.
Over at O'Brien's, Disco Volante with Bada Soto, Rostrum, and that's all of them.
Cool.
At the Midway Cafe, Half Astronaut with...
That was good.
This one's my new favorite. It's Half Astronaut, Kin, and Aaron Vidala and her brother Charles Vidala and their band.
That's very good. That's very good. We really appreciate the band names that make us smile like that.
At the Middle East Upstairs, Mizmore with Hell and Church Burn. And at the War Than Attic over in Lowell, it's Acoustic Sundays with Silver Tongue, The Gree Gree, Tim Bean, and Andrew Marshall.
All right. Very cool. Very cool. Well, now it's Monday, September 30th. Got a few things happening here and there. In Alston at Great Scott, we got Methyl Ethyl with Ada Leah. Over in Somerville, at Once Ballroom, we got Greyhounds, Andrea Gillis Duo, and that's about it. Oh no, over at Jungle, we got an early show with Cycling and Stop Time, and then later on that night, Noah Kesselman, Ace Carlson, and Dead Trains. Over in Inman Square at Lily Pad, it's the Jerry Bergonzi Quartets. All right, all four of them. That should be good. And then the Midway Cafe, it's Havens, Sweet Petunia, Soviet Jesus Choir. Back to you.
Now it's October 1st. Hey, it's October and it's Tuesday, so here's what we got. Over at Great Scott, Ian No with Jeremy Ivy. At O'Brien's, a show with Bridal Party, Dewey, Lip Service, and Divine Sweater. At the Midway Cafe, we got Havens with Sweet Petunia and Soviet Jesus Choir. Hey, we just talked about them. Over at Toad, Catch a Dinosaur with the Blue Ribbons. And at the Middle East Upstairs, The Electric Six with local support from Dave TV and elsewhere.
Excellent. Well, finally, we've made it through half the week, and now it is Wednesday.
We're to next week now.
Oh, yeah. It's Wednesday, October 2nd. I mean, it's been next week.
It's always next week somewhere.
That's true. That is how time works, isn't it? Well, starting over in Alston at O'Brien's, we got Firstborn, Mourn the Light, Bossa Nova, Wrought Iron Hex, and Screams of Hockamock. Over at Once in Somerville, we got a show by Just Friends, and they're going to be joined by Save Face, Sonderbombs, and Hotline TNT. Over in Sinclair in Cambridge, we got a show by Elder Island with Dirty Nights. And then over in Central Square at Lizard Lounge, it's Balkan and Brass Underground Party, featuring Gogovsky and Revma. I don't know, that sounds pretty sweet.
Dang.
Yeah. And then at Zuzu, it's Lena Cooper and The Art House. Then lastly, over in JP at the old Midway Cafe, we got a show with The Zygote Theory, Mystere, The Wood Floors, and Kingshot.
Dang, that's quite a packed week we got there.
Yeah, go on out. It should be beautiful all week, and go.
Yeah, it's finally autumn again.
Yeah, good stuff.
And that about does it for the Jukebox Zero's local concert report presented by On the Town with Mikey D. For more musical shenanigans, please check out our podcast, Jukebox Zero's, wherever podcasts can be found. I'm Lils.
I'm Patrick.
Now get your buns to a show and discover your new favorite local band.
That's right.
Thank you.
That was Psychic Dog, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. It is On the Town with Mikey D. I'm Jason Lane. You heard Psychic Dog before that. You heard Future Carnivores as well. But now, without further ado, live from Studio D, Gull Boy.
Hey, we are Gull Boy, and we are playing a set for a lot of our friends out there. Hope you guys are enjoying it. Anybody overseas or anybody on the West Coast or any of our East Coast friends staying up late. This song is called Richie, and it's about Richie Grammer. Let's take it away.
Rage.
Okie doke. Hopefully Drew Caroline's listening on the West Coast right now. And I hope he's listening because he wrote the lyrics to this song. It's called Tell My Friend.
Thank you.
one's called The Right Course. Today, right now, it's a Wednesday night, and that means that most of us gotta go to work tomorrow. This is a fantasy song about that situation. It's called Continuous Weekend.
The street of town, jumping up and
just want to introduce us all. We got Christian here on drums, and he doesn't have a mic to say, "Hey, guys," but he's nodding it. We got Greg here on guitar.
Hey, guys. Hey, big happy birthday to Megan Adams out there. If you're listening, hope you are. Happy birthday. Thanks for coming.
Nice.
Happy birthday.
And we got Jerry on guitar.
That's me. Hello, guys.
Yep, and I'm Carl. And Jerry gets a second mention now because this song he wrote and sang. And tell us the story.
Yeah, so the song is going to be called Karate at Birthday Parties. And it's kind of about how when I was a kid, I used to go to these birthday party karate thing, like sessions with these kids and who are my friends. That's why I was at the birthday party. But I would get a bunch of motivation from it, and I would feel that I'm going to be good at this one day. And then by the time I got home, I'd kind of quit on the idea. So it's about like infatuation with motivation and losing that.
Okay.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Thank you.
Nice. Okay. So, you know, I wish that you guys could be out there and give us some, you know, just talk to us and be alive. Hopefully there's plenty of people right now saying, "Man, I'm so tired." Or maybe right now you're falling asleep and some of the ideas are getting into your head. Or it's you're in a different time zone and it all just somehow makes sense. But
or you're up listening to us having a good time.
Yeah, that's good. That works really fine. And just want to say that if you want to stay in touch with Gull Boy, you can always check us out on Facebook or just go to gullboy.com. And we're recording tonight. We hope to use this stuff to get it together to record proper. And there is a single coming out shortly, and it has three songs on it, and we'll be playing one of those songs later. This next song is called Totally Shut Out, and the lyrics were written by Drew Carillon, and he wrote them when he was in driver's ed class and just wanted to get the heck out of there, okay?
I'm locked behind so dear to me. Don't keep me locked inside. I wanna show all my brothers and sisters that I still got my own pride. I'm totally shut out. I'm locked behind this door. I wanna get out on the streets again and show them I'm still here for.
Totally shut out. As I said, we are Gull Boy, and check us out at gullboy.com, please. And there's plenty of videos up there from lots of our shows, and we hope that you come out to the shows, okay? Because one thing about local independent bands is they don't make any sense if you don't have people there. Yeah. Okay,
so come on to the show. Yeah, yeah. Say you're a listener. Yeah, use promo code Jerry and I'll get you a drink.
Yeah, don't say that, okay? Kidding. You'll get us all in trouble. Okay, this next song reminds me, it's called Living for Today. And a little bit more than a year ago, last July 15th, Turkish Delight played here 2 days before we did our reunion show. And I play in Turkish Delight. And in fact, Jerry played at that show too. Jerry played trumpet on this song, I'm Living for Today. And unfortunately, he's not going to be able to play trumpet because he's playing guitar. But
I'll learn both.
At our next show, which currently is at the Midway, the night before Thanksgiving, my sister will be playing trumpet. She'll be visiting for Thanksgiving. In fact, two of my sisters are going to be visiting. And one of them will be playing guitar, and that will be Dale. And so this song is originally recorded by Turkish Delight, and it's the song called Totally, not Totally Shut Out. It's called Living for Today.